Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Emily Knuth and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning we're looking at a reading, reflecting on a reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12, and we're just going to get right into it. The title of this passage is The Answer to Prayers. It says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? Or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him?" Okay, so as I'm reading this morning, I'm led to remember how good of gift givers my parents are. Okay, so my parents always gave fun gifts growing up. One year we got a ping pong table. One year they surprised us for Christmas with 2 3-legged cats. You just really never know what you're going to get. And my parents always gave really good and fun gifts. And they were even more like exciting to me when they were surprises, when I didn't know what they were going to give me. And a title that I want us to think about for the Lord this morning is God as gift giver. Okay, so sometimes I think we have lots of different ways that we view the Lord. We can view him as a policeman, like someone who's just there to catch us when we're wrong. We can view him as a judge, as someone who's going to condemn us. We can view him as like a jack-in-the-box God, as someone who's just going to pop out and then go back in and go away. But I want to view him today as a gift giver. Because it says in this passage, right, that if you then who are wicked, which that's us as a human race, right? That sometimes we can be wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? So God is his gift giver. And what this passage is saying is like, hey, ask for things, right? The whole beginning says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. And everything in that, that's a promise from the Lord. Right? That's a promise. And what we know about God is that he's a promise maker. He's a promise keeper. That a lot of us have had promises that have been broken to us in our lives, but God will never break a promise to us. And he's saying, ask me for things and like, I'll give to you because I'm a good father. I'm a good gift giver. Like he knows how to give the best gift. Sometimes when I am thinking about a good gift to give someone, I'm like, I just don't know what to give them. And I feel like the Lord is looking at each of us and he's like, I know the best gift. Like, I know exactly what to give to them. And it says, like, when we ask for good things, like, who would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? It makes me think about that Halloween game where you put your hand into a bucket and you have to try and guess what's in there. It could be something scary or slimy or whatever. And God is like, hey, I'm not trying to trick you. I love you and I have a really good gift for you. I think sometimes we ask the Lord for gifts and we ask him for things a lot for other people. And what I hear him calling us to this morning is he said, hey, let's ask for a gift for you. Okay, like what's on your wish list? Every year my parents have us send, all the kids send them like our wish list. Like what do we want? And I wonder if we would do that for God, if we would make a wish list almost and like give it to him. Often when someone asks us for prayers, you know, we're so quick to say like, oh, I want prayers for my cousin or my parent who is sick. But what do you want prayers for? What do you want for you? Because your Father who gives good gifts has a good gift to give you this morning. So wherever you're at right now, if you have a piece of pen and paper, if you have your phone, if you just have your mind, whatever you have is going to work right now. And we're just going to take a minute here. And I want us to ask the Lord for something on our wish list. So for example, for me right now, I would say that I feel like it's been a stressful season and that I have a lot of things going on and I just don't feel like I have enough time in the day to get things done that I need to get done. So what I'm going to ask from God for my wish list is for rest and for peace. So let's enter into a time of prayer right now. And make our wish list and give it to God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we just ask you right now to show us what we need. Like, we don't even have to write it on a wish list for you to already know. Father, you're the giver of really good gifts. And right now, Lord, anything that we have on our wish list, we're going to ask you for it right now. Because you like to give big, and you like to be asked for things. And we know that you're a promise maker and a promise keeper, and that you're going to provide for all of our needs. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection this morning on Matthew chapter 7. Again, my name is Emily, and to learn more about Damascus and our programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have an awesome day.